Jack Tech Tips. Passionate about technology. YouTuber, geek, tech head, internet personality. Here you will find a variety of podcasts talking about the coolest products on the planet. From the newest smartphone to surprising gadgets and technology you never knew existed. It's all here on Jack Tech Tips.
Welcome back. I'm back on the podcast. We're going to talk about the Osmo Pocket 3 coming out, which is basically out actually now. So what I'm talking about, I'm a very proud owner of the very original Pocket, Osmo Pocket itself, and it's been amazing. I actually had two at one time. So I'm going to give a little bit of history before we get into the new Pocket 3 that's kind of now been released and everyone's got it. It's on YouTube. These days, we don't get much opportunity unless you're a big YouTuber to get the tech before it comes out. And they'll be able to play with it and then produce a video for when DJI releases it. So obviously, for me, I'm not on one of those big top tech people. But you guys can make that happen if you subscribe to my YouTube channel and do it right now. Go over, subscribe to it. More subscribers, more uplift, more things I can do, and more podcasts and videos I can create. So get your asses over to my YouTube channel and hit that subscribe button and follow me. Anyway, so I was the original, going back years ago when DJI was very much on the drones, they produced one what we called the Osmo, and it was a very big camera on an end of a stick. And then you had to buy a screen to go onto it. You can use it on your phone as well, but they launched a big screen, it went onto it. So it's nice, I think it was like a 10-inch or 9-inch screen, because it's really big anyway, it's really nice. And that was my go-to camera for many, many years with DJI. It's gimbalized, it was great. It was big, it was heavy. It took a lot of time to build it up because I had all the accessories and the external mics you kind of add onto it, and all this cabling goes into it as well. Had lots of issues with sometimes the audio didn't record properly because you've got so much connections and adapters to go with it. Things can go wrong, and they kind of did, but I stuck with it and I shot like amazing stuff of it for over many years. That's a 4K camera back then. And it's amazing. Cost me a fortune, threw lots of money into it. But hobbies and things like that, you throw money into it. Hobbies are very expensive hobbies. I don't think there's any hobbies out there that are cheap hobbies unless you're train spotting and you're just watching trains. Anyway, so I had that for many years and I decided I need to be a bit more nimble. Nimble on be able to get around without carrying a big, huge camera that took ages to set up and ages to tear down, because I was going from one location to another location very quickly, and it's just annoying to keep building it up, resetting. And again, the more times you have to build it up and then pull it down and pack it away, you're adding more wear and tear to all the accessories that go with it. It's not like one whole thing. And I couldn't put the whole thing down on its own because it's so big and bulky. It was easy to get broke, so I was very careful and end up getting a stand for it to sit in. So when I was not holding on to it, doing other bits, and I can kind of grab it out of its bit and just film with it. So it's awkward. So then when they released the next stage of Osmo, which is the Osmo Pocket, I decided to... Well, there's been a lot more variations from the original Osmo because you was able to interchange the camera as well. But then they introduced the Pocket. The Pocket was amazing. That was so small and tiny, still shot really good 4K. Much more nimble. I was able to do events, because when you go around doing events and stuff and you're carrying bigger camera equipment, people tend to bump into you, but you're more than likely your camera gets more bumped into than yourself, and you're trying to dodge everyone to then grab, you know, bump into your camera or knock it or something like that, basically. And it's difficult, you know, you can't move around properly. But the Pocket was an actual game changer. It allowed me to go through all these different events, move around with people going past me, because it's so small and it's in my hand. I can actually have it in the middle of my, like in the middle of me, about a foot away from my chest, and I can walk through the crowds. That way no one would bump into me, because very, that would have been smacking into my chest otherwise. They normally move around you. So you can kind of get those nice shots of like people walking past as if they're walking towards you, then they go off frame. And it was really nice. We had a guy glide. I was actually gliding through the events and getting some really nice shots and stuff. And obviously, it comes to interviews, when people look at your camera, they go, oh God, it doesn't look professional. It's very tiny, isn't it? But it had some power, it had some impact. A lot of people that watch my videos, that's amazing. What camera are you using? And I said, Pocket, the Osmo Pocket. And I was amazed by it, you know. So I stuck with that. And I said to people, especially when I did some jobs with it as well, don't look at the size of my camera at the end of the day. It shoots 4K, which is what you guys want, high quality. That's what it shoots. I need to be mobile. And that's why I based everything on mobility, being nimble around these events, around doing normal stuff. It's great, easy to set up, because I didn't need anything extra for it. The only thing I brought was the microphone adapter, so I can plug in some wireless microphones. Wireless microphones, oh, it's a game changer. when it first came out, it was only one single mic. That was difficult. It's great when I was got my presenter on screen. It was just him and the camera. Then it's fine. Or if it's me and the camera, that's fine. But then we start interviewing guests. So we needed literally a microphone for them. And then when they brought out the originally it was the Rode Wireless Goes. It was two receivers. Two microphones, wireless microphones, one receiver, and that was a game changer as well. So I had that for a while until I upgraded to the DJI mics, which again, two microphones, one receiver, godsend, and that's my go-to now as I use it. So the Osmo, I kind of sold it off because I had two of them. I loved the charging case, so I could get around all day. Some events did last a bit longer, so I ended up buying two Osmo pockets with two charging cases, so I could have one on charge, one on the go, and then swap them around. And I know I could film all day long. And I think I had a 128 gig SD card in it on both cameras. So I never needed to buy additional cards because I would never go through the whole lot. But at least I had the option. I could film all day long. They're mainly like small interviews anyway. So, and then a lot of B-roll was probably between like, I don't know, 5-10 second shots. So very, don't take much up. I kind of shoot what I'm looking for. I don't shoot all day and just ramble the camera going all day long. So you end up wasting space. And it takes you hours to go through the footage. But anyway, so I had that for a while. And then now seeing the Osmo Pocket 3, it's like, this is another game changer. I wasn't quite keen on the Osmo Pocket 2 though. So I've kind of left Pocket 2. It was just a slight upgrade, but this is a game changer. I love the screen on the front, how it is easy to flick on, flick off. And I love the bigger sensor that now have installed on this camera as well. And it creates, and the other thing is DJI has been foreign very much like filming in your landscape mode and your portrait. Portrait is great for your Instagram and TikTok stuff. And landscape is in general what you would shoot video, especially interviews with and stuff. And this does both. And for us, I know, it doesn't look like it actually twists the camera around. I haven't got one to hand, haven't purchased one yet, but I've seen a lot of YouTube videos on it, and it's kind of like, yeah, it's definitely a camera that I'm going to be getting next. So it's got a 1-inch sensor, which is amazing. I know they've taken on some photography company Hagenhoff cameras, and they own the technology behind that, so it's all kind of been integrated into the Osmo range and the drones as well. So it shoots great films, you got slow-mo pro with 4k 120 frames per second. Look at that. So that's a good changer. So from the 4k 25 and 30 frames from the original Osmo all the way through now to shooting in slow-mo at 4k 120 frames. That is amazing. And you've got dazzling night shots, so it does brilliant low light scenes. I've seen some video clips on that though. They are amazing in low light as well. I do most of the stuff I shoot now, because I haven't got my original Osmo anymore, I now shoot on my iPhone 12, and that does great in low light as well as great outdoors, so kind of natural. So I like to compare this with my iPhone 12. I do want to get away from the iPhone because the iPhone is my phone and I have to put my calls on hold, you know, put it on flight mode so I can record without anybody phoning me and get interrupting it. So it'd be nice to be able to upgrade very soon to the Osmo Pocket 3 because the screen's on the front. So that's one thing that caught my eye as well. The screen on the front is also enlarged and bigger, so you can see more, because the original Osmo, the pockets, the very first pocket, even in the Osmo 2 as well, same size screens, very tiny, you couldn't see the frame properly, kind of squinting, especially if you've got the camera away from you and you're doing your own kind of film, it's very hard to squint, say, am I in frame? I know you've got the active chat that can keep you in frame, but it's not always perfect. But having a larger screen now makes it a game changer. So I like that. The bigger sensor, a bigger screen, that's amazing. It still keeps it compact. I know the Osmo Pocket 3 is a little bit more larger than a pocket, the original pocket and the Pocket 2, which is nice because it kind of then gives you that more, a little bit more professional feel as it goes a bigger kind of size. But again, size is not important, but it does make it feel a bit more professional because the other one kind of fits in your hand and you kind of like, it was like, there's a size of my hand, it's kind of small, but the new Pocket 3 now, a little bit more bigger, a lot more options, 1-inch sensor. I mean, you're going to go for a bigger sensor and a slightly bigger screen. Kind of need to make it a bit more bigger anyway. But it's still a really good size to work with. It's still mobile, nimble to use. I love that. 1-inch sensor. So with the Pocket 3, powerful 1-inch sensor captures clear highlight shadows, details. super optical performance, enabling significant leap in image quality, providing reliability, low light performance. And it does do that from what I'm seeing on these YouTube channels. 420, as we say, dazzling night shots and low lights, and some of the clips that it's hard to tell because some of the DJI clips you see are probably done a lot of after editing, kind of make it better than what it is, because they always do that anyway. So the YouTube ones are coming up really, really good, actually. Definitely caught my eye. So Pocket 3 tunes the exposure for different skin tones, deep outputs with clear and glowing as well. Be ready to steal the spotlight anytime in your frame. So, because I've noticed that on the iPhone 12 as well, that kind of gets really nice, colourful details. I like to shoot what I see. The iPhone kind of does that. The Osmo in the past has done that for me as well. So it'd be nice to see what this new one does. So I will be saving hard for this, definitely. So 10-bit D-Log, HDR seems to be a very popular thing these days. Pocket size and ready for your adventures, so it fits in your bag. Be interested to see what accessories come out for it as well, especially third-party accessories. Because I don't like the idea, like there's a picture on the DJI's website where she's put into her bag, but it's not safeguarding the gimbal bit. The gimbal bit is kind of the most sensitive part. You know, it's easy breakable. So you kind of need a hard case that sits in and protects that. Putting it straight into your handbag or a bag, that's going to break it. Unless it's like really robust, but again, won't know until I actually get one. So, and the flipping the screen kind of powers it up. Pull the screen back, powers it off. Simple, easy process. And I think they increase the battery life on it as well. And you can obviously do 2-inch rotational screens. Spin the God times. That's weird. That's their expression. Spin the God times. With a 2-inch sensor, full colour OLED touchscreen, Pocket 3. So you've got a really good screen on the front. That's another thing a lot of cameras let people down is when the back screen you're looking for monitoring what you're shooting is not always the same as what you're shooting. I had that in previous cameras where I shot, and I think, that looks terrible. It really looks terrible. But when I got home and downloaded the footage and looked at it, I think, that's really good. So it's confusing. And it's very misleading. But now you've got a really nice OLED. A 2-inch OLED touchscreen on the front. It's going to show what you're seeing. So it helps massively. Because the last thing to do is want to go back and retake footage. And especially if you've taken some footage that was an event, you're not going to be able to go back and retake it because event changes. So you need to catch it while it's happening, basically. So it's already steady, so super smooth footage. Well, they've always been super smooth footage anyway. Lots of improvements on the access, the access motors on the Osmo Pocket. Active track. So we've got new improvements in the active track. Active track version 6 now offers multiple follow modes, including face auto detection and dynamic framing. I can't speak today. And you can produce smooth cinematic footage with one hand. That's what I'm really looking for. That's another game changer for me because I'm doing a lot of video projects now with my presenters and we're doing these little comedy scenes and stuff and I want to shoot them kind of like how you do with movies, you know, but not having all the camera equipment to do it. So we can go into like local businesses, local coffee shops and film from there and have the real audience in the background as your audience. I know film sets close everything off and they put in extras to control the scenes. I'm really understanding how that kind of works now with the projects I've done so far and why they do that. Fully understand why they do that. But I still like the idea of keeping it kind of local, fresh, real people there. And a lot of people don't know I've actually got them as extras in the back of the footage. But the active track is great because I can be walking, looking ahead of where I'm walking towards, knowing it's going to keep my presenters or my actors in frame at all times. And it looks like the framing on this is a lot better, a lot faster and a lot quicker as well, because I know the active track on the previous versions have been good but not as good as what these ones are showing. So much more quicker, especially if you move too fast or you're doing running shots, it can easily lose track and then disappears and you lost the shot kind of thing as well. So it's got sound, so the sound on it is surround sound. I've never liked the microphones on any of the cameras, always been shit. So I've always used microphones that I can attach to it for better quality anyway. So it'd be interesting to see how the built-in microphones handle the Osmo Pocket 3 as well. Because it's saying it's got like a surround sound, so it catches sound not just in front of the Osmo, but also around the sides and around the back. So you can kind of get that real proper all bidirectional stereo sound recording, and they kind of show an example on their website, a singer, a band playing kind of stuff as well. And even noisy environments like concert can identify sound sources to give you a more immersive audio. It supports USB audio protocols, enabling quick connections to external mics and monitoring earphones. That's a good one. I didn't see that. External microphones and monitoring head earphones. If that's good, that means I can have headphones on and be able to really listen to sound, see what's really picking up, because that's a useful thing, especially when you're recording like presenters talking. I want to be able to hear if the mics are picking up correctly, so it's nice to be able to monitor as it's happening, because then any background sounds you kind of hear, you know, you can like retake it and try again kind of thing. And I like the cool features on my Final Cut Pro, which allows you to reduce background sounds by 50%. You can do more, but it makes the person on the microphone more robotically otherwise, but 50% is the sweet point for getting rid of background sounds, and I do it in my podcast now. I know my Rodecaster does really well on reducing sound and background noises, but sometimes when we're in coffee shop locations, you do get a sense of a bit of noise in the background, but it's only a tiny little bit anyway. But then when I go through Final Cut Pro to render the video, and I sync up the Rodecaster sort that goes with it, I then reduce the background sounds, and then it sounds like you're in a studio, but you're still in a coffee environment. So that's really cool. It'd be nice to see those kind of features actually coming onto cameras as standard, reducing background noise, because that would be amazing. They'd probably have to put a bit more oomph behind it, a bit more CPU power, but that would be amazing. That way you wouldn't have to do everything on post-wise. Then you'd be able to just shoot, upload straight to YouTube or your social media platform and stuff. So DJI Mic 2 compatibility, so that will work with the DJI mics. I've got the DJI mic, so it's going to work well. So with built-in Wi-Fi and Bluetooth modules, Pocket 3 can directly connect to the DJI Mic 2 transmitters, giving you an ultra-clear recording of vlogs, interviews, live streams, and more. Oh my God, this is just selling it. I'm definitely going to get it. Well, one of my friends, Richard, I don't know if Richard will be listening to this, but he's actually ordered one. He's got a discount because he managed to get a double discount on it. So I think he's got like £130-something off of it. It's amazing. But now the DJI Mic 2 transmitter works seamlessly with it. That's going to be good. Definitely. And it talks about, because the other thing with the Pocket, it wasn't really compatible with live streaming, but now this one does live streaming because that's the trend now, live streaming. So this is going to be awesome. This will be my go-to camera for recording my podcast from and doing video interviews. So that's just sold it. That's definitely sold it. Able to connect to my DJI mics, definitely. What else have we got? Also, shines with glamour effects. So, oh, that's going to be cool. So the glamour effect 2, so this is a new feature, because I don't remember this seeing this on any other Osmo modes, offers more personalized beauty options. Activate it on the rotary touchscreen and download footage via the DJI Mimo app for automatic beautifications. Find your angles with every shot. So I suppose that's been added afterwards with their app. That's still a good feature. Fast charging, long lasting. Pocket 3 can charge at 80% in just 16 minutes. That's awesome. I've been caught out quite a few times when I was in the past trying to charge. So I used to film an event, have a lunch hour where it could be charging in that hour to shoot a bit longer, you know what I mean? So this is cool, 60 minutes. Provide up to 2 hours of shooting, and when fully charged, it can shoot, can record up to 116 minutes of 4K 60, footage up to 166 minutes at 1080p 24 frames per second, footage giving you more time to get those shots you love. That's going to be a game changer, because obviously it talks about, what was it saying, 2 hours of shooting. So in theory, that's 4 hours for me, because when I'm not shooting anything, I'm at an event, I power it off. Then I look to see what else I'm going to shoot or an interview. Then I switch it back on and do it again. So I don't ever leave it on all the time, because that way you just go straight through the footage. So in theory, that would give me 4 hours on charging. So that's good. And I notice, I think it also comes with a battery pack. We'll have a look in a minute. Effortless storage with automatic access locks. That's good, because it's good worth packing it away. Inspire your unleashed imagination. Oh, you can do these spin shots now. These are great for dance movies. I know I'm getting involved with a lot more music these days, and we've got a lot of singer-songwriters we're talking to at the moment to do some recordings with. And I got one lady in particular, her name's Anka. She's amazing. She's an amazing singer as well. She's wants to be a DJ, so she does lots of nice little DJ sets. So I'll be recording lots of DJ sets with her. So I'm about to use these spin shots things they do. That'd be awesome. Motion time lapse, love all that kind of stuff. Digital zoom, I don't like digital zoom. It's awful. But then you can't have physical lenses because it's going to make the Osmo bigger anyway. So I don't always digitally zoom in. That's awful. Gets pixelated otherwise. Primary shops, creative for all occasions. So Pocket 3 offers flexible features that is versatile and practical tools, a built-in time code function, even facilitates effective post-production. Oh, time code, that's going to be interesting. Great way of syncing footage up. I tend to do a clap on mine, the old-fashioned way, then I can sync the audio up with the microphone separately. Because I've also noticed, and this is a tip for you guys, if you've got the DJI microphones or any kind of wireless microphones, whether it's Rode or DJI's ones or third party, I've noticed when you're in events, you've got a large amount of people around you all day long, I find that the wireless microphone starts making pitch noises. So in my headphones, I get pitch noises. If you're recording your audio on board the microphones, do it that way for events, then it doesn't record the pitch noises. Then you can then sync the audio afterwards. Because also you have to use transmitting it back to your receiver because there's so much Wi-Fi interference. It causes these like kind of pitch noises and it kind of flips in your ear. And because it's recording to the camera records that because it's coming from the actual microphones. And it's just because of the amount of traffic of Wi-Fi and Bluetooth that's broadcasting on everyone's mobile phones in the event. The more intense the event, the more noisy it kind of affects. But when I'm doing like normal interviews in high streets, things like that, not many people around, it's fine, it works perfectly. But so it's always best tip is when you're at events, record it on the microphones themselves as well as in the camera, because it makes it easy to sync it afterwards and you can get rid of those interferences when they do happen. But remember, it's only high and concentrated people in one area that causes these issues. So you've got a light cut app, supports wireless connections and one tap edit, features for effortless creations. So they always come with these combined apps, but I always tend to use my Final Cut Pro as my go-to anyway. Accessories that unleash imagination. So you've got the Osmo Pack Pocket 3, you've got the mist filters, the Osmo Pocket 3 battery handle. So I think that's the extra boost battery. Expander adapter, the Osmo wide angle lens, and you've got ND filters, carrying bag, and you also got a mini tripod. I think those are the extras you pay extra for anyway. So I think when you buy it, what comes with it comes in a couple of options here. So you got the Osmo Pocket 3 as is, £489, which is not a bad price, kind of very close to the original Pocket prices as well. Or you can get with that one, the Osmo Pocket 3 standard £489. It's camera protector and a handle with threads. So it's just a basic thing, that's what you get with that one. And you get a kind of cheapest case that keeps it, the gimbal protected kind of thing. And then also the Osmo Pocket 3 Creatives Combo, £619, that's not a bad price. And that comes with, where you got here? So it comes with Osmo Pocket 3, the DJI Mic 2 transmitter, battery handle, so that's with the built-in battery, mini tripod and carrying case. And also you get cables and accessories as well. That's quite interesting. So that's what they call it, the Osmo Pocket Mic 2, it comes with. So wonder if my DJI mic pack actually works with this as well. That's interesting because that is different. So there you go. So combo is £619. You can buy, I think that's 128 gig in there. Be interested to know if that will support anything bigger than that. So I won't know until I actually have one to play with. Got lovely active. Active track features. I definitely want to try that out. My friend Richard, he's really impressed with the active tracking. So I think he's picking this up very soon. And I'll be able to hopefully get him to come over and have a play with it myself. And I'll probably do a video on it as well. He'll probably shoot lots of stuff on it. And I'll ask him if I can use the footage for that as well. But it's nice. It actually comes with DJI 2 transmitter. So it's only one microphone. It's not a two microphone thing. So that probably won't be useful for me either. So I might actually go for the buy it as the Osmo standard, the £489 one, and then I can buy the accessories extra as well. So other accessories. So what else they got for the Pocket? That's interesting. I'll have a look. Osmo Pocket, Pocket 3. So you got the carrying case at £25. If you want to buy that separately. The Osmo Pocket 3 battery handle is £59 on its own. You got the DJI 30-watt USB charger at £17. These are all the like extras you can buy extra on their own. Kingston 128-gig card, definitely worth shopping around, but that's £19 on DJI's website. Got the 64 at £12. You've got the Osmo Pocket 3 black mist filter at £39. That's not quite a lot for a filter. Also, Pocket wide-angle lens on its own is £39. The Osmo Mini tripod is £15. Not bad. The magnetic NDF filter is £49. I've never actually used the NDF filters because I know the Pocket 1, the first Pocket, you can get the NDF filters, but I never actually used them. Never needed to use them. Also, Pocket 3 expander adapter, £15. That's all the accessories they've got so far for that model. So it'd be interesting to see what comes out later. And third-party apps as well. That'd be interesting. So that's it. Yeah, so DJI Pocket 3. Now, if your original Osmo Pocket, the first generation, and you're saying, Jack, is it worth upgrading to? I'm going to say to you, definitely get it. If you're shooting on your iPhone, is it worth upgrading to the Pocket Osmo Pocket? If you want to use your iPhone just as your phone and taking photographs, use that and then get the Osmo Pocket 3 as your go-to camera. Definitely active tracking there. It's going to be awesome. That means you can film on your own and move around. It'll track you. Can't do that on a phone, basically. I know the phones are really good at stabilization, you know, but obviously having that and active track, it just makes it even awesome to do those walking shots. I do a lot of walking shots with my presenters in town, but I always have to walk backwards and I have to always make sure there's a clear path before I start. It's annoying, but with this, I can put it on the stick, put it over my shoulders, put the tracking on and walk forward as normal while he's doing his piece to camera. A game changer. And there's loads of features on there that I'll come up with. On DJI's website, does do a comparing between the cameras. So Osmo's Pocket, Pocket 2 and Pocket 3. Lots of different, so you can actually see there laying out the difference between the features you've got now. So a lot more. So the Osmo Pocket original one and the 2 are only got the 1-inch sensor, where you've got a 2-inch OLED display. Sorry, one inch display, but you've got an OLED 2-inch in the 3. Stereo recording. That's all. Actually, stereo recording is actually on the Pocket 2 as well. So the Pocket 1, this is quite good. 80% in 48 minutes, 80% in 48 minutes on the 2. On the 3, 80% in 60 minutes. So it's cutting the charging times down quite a bit between them. So it's definitely a game changer. Definitely worth considering. Definitely worth having. So I will see you on the next podcast very soon. Thank you for listening.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Jack Tech Tips. For more episodes, you can find us on Apple, Google, and Spotify. If you like my contents, why not buy me a coffee at www.buymeacoffee.com/SMJ Media Group.